The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as we get started tonight, I just want to mention that we are so happy to be back on the air with you tonight. If you normally listen into the show, you'll know that Mediums and Messages was off the air for a couple of months due to the terrible fires out in Paradise, California. So I just want to acknowledge the producers of the show here at BBS Radio Network for their courage and for their unwavering determination in getting things up and running again. And we'll continue to keep everyone affected by the fires in our thoughts and prayers as they continue to rebuild. And as always, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. We'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Bobbi Allison, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We have some brand new webinars coming up for you in 2019. Our first one is a 90-minute webinar, and this will be coming up on Wednesday, February 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Michael Grasso, and this is entitled Ecstasy, Levitation, and Immortality. In this webinar, Dr. Grasso will talk about the importance of understanding the mystical and the paranormal, and he will focus on the singular case of St. Joseph of Cupertino. And he was also known as the man who could fly. So that sounds really interesting. Be sure to tune in for that. And our Earth Day raffle will be here before you know it. That's on April 22nd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll actually have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Renata Santarelli, Neil Zipkowski, Tracy Lee Nash, Catherine Nadal, and Eliza Ray. And you'll find more information about all of our upcoming events on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. As you know, all of our mediums have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. You can get info about all of our mediums up on the website as well. We will be opening up our phone lines in a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Bobbi Allison, and not only is she one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a remote viewer. She's able to connect with master guides through automatic writing. Bobby comes from a long line of psychic mediums in her family, and she connects with spirits, guides, and angels. She's been featured on radio and on television, and we're so happy to have her back with us tonight. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I love having you back on here. I see you're a little bit raspy, so our callers have to just bear with us a little bit here. Everyone on the planet, I think, has a cold. But we're so happy to have you with us tonight. And we have a couple of minutes to chat before we go to our phone lines. And I know that you have a big, big, big recent change and that you've moved from the East Coast out to Colorado.
Correct. And we love it here. Excuse me. I'm sorry. My voice will go in and out. So.
Yeah. So you're a mountain girl now.
Yes, I am. I love it here. It's so peaceful.
It's beautiful.
Different vibration, higher frequency, and I suggest that everybody come and visit at one time or another to this beautiful state.
Yeah, it is really pretty out there. You know, I don't know if you've ever felt this, but I know for myself, being out in the mountains, like in that environment, there is something really peaceful about that. It is like a very spiritual kind of environment. I'm just curious, like, does this help you to connect? Like, do you ever hear feel like spontaneous connection with spirit, even when like you least expect it?
Yes, well, it's true for me anyway, but being here and doing my phone readings and in person, it's just magical. It's just it's a different frequency. You're higher up, you're my high.
Yep.
Just getting up every day and looking at the mountains is magical. It's like a masterpiece. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And it just helps you to connect in a much easier fashion, I would say.
Yeah, it really is. It's just an amazing kind of environment. And I always tell people, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but I always tell people that every place you travel to has its own vibe. You know, you can always you feel that shift, you feel that change. So whether you're in the desert or you're up in the mountains or you're at the ocean or wherever it is, you know, and even major cities too. You know, they just have a different vibe. So we wish you all the best.
People just have to realize that when you are in one place for too long, sometimes you got to just listen to your gut and you got to go where the energy pulls you. Because, like you said, every place does have a different vibe, and you might feel the clutches in one place, and you go to another place and you feel free.
Yeah.
So it's a different frequency. So
it is. Very much so. And I know you have some events coming up. You have a big fundraiser event coming up in New York. You're going to be back in this area on May 23rd.
Yes.
And this
we don't know the actual venue name yet, but it'll be on the website.
Okay. And this is about unsung heroes. And you mentioned something about Pets for Vets.
Yeah, Pets for Vets. They take animals and they train them to help the vets with PTSD, and it's also going to some autism. There's a couple of different funds that it's going to. This one family has dedicated their time to doing these fundraisers. So they asked me, and I'll be asking some of my friends, and we'll all be doing this together. Yeah,
that's really awesome, and those are great things, too, to donate to.
Yeah.
So, you know, for our listeners, you should check out Bobby's website at bobbyallison.com. So she'll have updates not only about this event coming up in New York on May 23rd, but you'll be putting up a new schedule of events also out in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing some workshops and some events and some mountain stuff, so that'll be good.
Okay.
And always every year, every November, excuse me, I always love to mention the Ronald McDonald House because it's near and dear to all of us.
Okay.
And we raised a lot of money for them. We just had our 50th anniversary with them, and they're building a new children's hospital, children's house out in Stony Brook.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be raising more money for that, and that's every November.
Okay. All right, so any of our listeners, just go to Bobby's website, check it out. Keep going back there. I'm sure you're going to keep updating it with new venues and, you know, any kind of upcoming events. So that's very cool. And we wish you all the best out in Colorado, but we're going to miss you out here on the East Coast. So you got to keep coming back.
Of course. I miss all my friends, I know, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes, right?
I know, but all the mediums are out here.
I know. But slowly but surely, I bet you, they will all be going to different places. Wherever
eventually. Yeah, we got it. You're right, because we have to make some changes, you know, as time moves on. Okay, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Bobby Allison, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org Grief and Loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Bobby Allison. So we're going to go to our phone lines and talk to a couple of our callers. And if we take your call on the air and you would like to have a connection to spirit, we do like to hear your voice. So I'll mention your name and we'll get you on the air and just let us know if you'd like to have that connection or if you have a question for us. We love to take questions as well. And then we're going to hook you right up here with Bobby. So let's go to our first caller. I think we have Connie calling in from Texas. Are you with us, Connie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Bobby's
doing?
On the line. I guess you want to have a connection to spirit, yes?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just, you know, you only have a few minutes here, so I'm just going to go into energy quite quickly. I always tell people it's not 1-800-DIAL-THE-DEAD as a little joke, but who comes through first is a female that's jumping up and down in my mind telling me to tell you that she's okay. I do see the head area, so I don't know if someone had a stroke or an aneurysm, but I do feel like it's a mother, a grandmother, or like somebody viewed like a mother figure. She's definitely above you, so that would be older. And there's also another woman that steps up beside her. She shows me the letter L or E-L, and she shows me the chest area, so either congestive heart failure or lungs or heart. And they're very excited to be here, and they keep telling me to tell you that you are going down the right path, because I think that you have a lot of questions today and from the past maybe 3 to 6 months, and they're like, you have to know that you matter first. You can't always put yourself behind everybody that you say yes to. You have to learn the word no. Do you understand any of this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So please know that no matter what anybody says, you have to come first so that you can be better for others who you ever decide to help. But you have to come first. But they're very, very adamant about that. There also is a father figure that comes through, or somebody in the uniform. He shows me like the golden buttons down the front. That could be cop, fire, military. Definitely, excuse me, not white collar, definitely in service. I would say like a military. And I do see the letter D for David or Donald, but last names do come through as well. There's a lot more men coming through than there is women. And I also have a soul that never made it here on the other side. I'm not sure if that's for you or if it's someone you need to pass the message to, but the grandmother holds this child and said that they will all meet again.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know. Did you understand the father figure
no.
and the D letter?
I didn't get the father figure because my dad is still alive. So
okay, so the father figure. It doesn't have to be your
it
father.
Could
it could be
maybe, father-in-law.
Father-in-law or grandfather. Yes,
yes.
It's a father
yes.
paternal figure. Yes. Absolutely,
yes.
positively.
Okay.
There's also the name Sam. Who's that? Samuel, Sammy, Steve. It's S. Very strong S name.
Spencer.
Okay. Is that a first name or a last name?
First.
Okay. And who is that to you?
My son.
Okay. And I see the number 4 connected to Spencer.
Yep. He's the fourth child.
He's the fourth child. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I said before about the head area?
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing this again. So on that side, connected to the name Spencer, your son, and with the number 4. And also, I see the number 12, as in December, or the 12th of a month, or it's been 12 months, 12, I don't know if it's 12 years, but they keep stressing the number 12. But I do feel like I want to talk about the twins or two with the same name. So does he have the same name as, is he named after somebody, either first name or middle name, or is someone named after him?
His middle name is named after his mother-in-law, I mean my husband's mother.
Okay, so he talks
family
about
name.
The same name. And I keep seeing like, there's so many things. I keep seeing like somebody's taking responsibility for their own passing. Like I keep hearing, I'm sorry. And when they come through with their hands in the prayer stance with their head down, they're telling me they're taking responsibility for their own passing. And also a J, like John, George, G and J is the same name to me. And he makes me feel like he keeps saying he's sorry. So I don't. It may not be a blood relative. It could be somebody connected to Spencer or connected to your in-law side, but they definitely took responsibility for their own passing. So whether they got up and said, today's the day I'm going to take my life, or something they didn't change made them, you know, no longer here. So they're giving me, like, all these different signs and symbols. I see this huge butterfly, which comes from the mother figure on the mother side. So I don't know if that's a sign that you've been seeing. They are not that. They send that. And they're all telling me they're all together, and they're watching over the younger souls that are no longer with us, because I feel like there's a couple of them on the other side. And I still see the twins. So I'm not sure if before when I said to you the twin names, I'm actually seeing the actual twins. So I don't know which side of the family that comes in, and it doesn't mean that their past could be who they're calling out to. Hmm. Like a grandmother, is there a Helen or a Hank? Or the H name?
There was a, I have uncle, you know, great uncle twins that are dead.
Okay. So anybody that we spoke to directly connected to them, to their children, or is it Robert, Richard, or there's an R letter that they're either calling out to? Because for them to come through twice, to talk, to say the twins twice, they want to reference something that's going on in, like, their direct family. It would be, like, their children's or their grandchildren. There's something going on in that family. But did you understand the one that's taking responsibility for his own passing?
Yes. Yes, that would probably be my son, Spencer.
Okay. So who is with him that's the G or the J? Or who would he be calling out to that's the G or the J?
Because it's very... There's a few seconds left on here.
Okay. Say that again, Connie. I'm sorry.
No, just a few more seconds we have on this call.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the G or J is.
Okay. Well, like I said, first name or last name. It could be somebody that was in his little crowd, or maybe somebody he's with on the other side. But he keeps making me feel like to talk about this person, and he shows me a tattoo. So I'm not sure.
Yes, I got a tattoo.
Okay, so he's validating your tattoo to let you know that he's around you, and to validate that for you. And I thank you so much for calling in, and I know it's a quick reading.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. That was great. Thank you.
Connie, thank you so much for calling in. Alrighty.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay, so let's see who we have coming up next. I believe we have Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome
Hi.
To the show. Would you like to have a connection with Bobby?
I would love to have a connection with Bobby.
Okay.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, you sound like you have a cold.
Actually, it's like a throat thing that I've had for like 7 days now, but it goes in and out. No cold, though. So anyway, let me just tune into you and see what Spirit has to say and who's here. Right away when I tune in, I know that the first call I had a son, but I'm feeling a younger person with you as well, unless I still have Spencer, I don't know. But I feel like I want to talk about, he comes through on the left side of you, which how I read is the female side. So he's trying to come through, and I don't know if the G or the J may have been for you and he came through on her reading, but I'm seeing that same letter combination with you and with this, with the younger guy with the hat turned to the side, more like maybe late teens, early 20s, and it could be directly connected to you. It could be who you know that you need to give the message through. He shows me Susie, and then I see, goodness, maybe you're the D that I saw before. So we got the D, the Susie, and I also feel like I want to talk about Patty or Patricia or Peter or the P name, first name or last name.
Hmm.
And also they tell me there's somebody that passed. They're bringing me to the reproductive organs. They bring me to, like, either cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, or somebody had a bout with that, or it could even be colon, but they're bringing me, like, below the belly button there. And they're showing me, like, this female that steps up as well. So I'm just going to keep skipping until you understand who's coming through. Sometimes people only have one person on the mind, but you have to kind of, like, think outside the box, and maybe that person will bring through who you want to speak to. Right. And I feel like you have a couple of people there, but most importantly, this P, because it keeps, come on. Then I'm like, that's not how it works with me. But they're adamant. So it could be Philip. Sometimes the PH comes through as the P, even though it's the F sound. But you have about two women there and then this younger gentleman. And I feel like there was, like, gone very quickly. Like, it was a quick transition. It wasn't like an illness. It was more like an accident or something very quick. And then I see, do you understand any of this? I don't want to keep going.
Yes, with the accident and going very quick,
Oh, you understand that. And then I see a gun. So when I see the gun, that's either somebody's either the cop, the fireman, somebody collected guns, or somebody took their own life maybe with the gun. But that I didn't see, like, somebody coming in apologizing for their passing. And I hate to be blunt like that, but I feel like I'm speeding up because I want to get you as much information as we can. And then they talk about Timmy. Who's that?
Timmy?
Timmy, Tony, Tommy, T.
No.
Is that connected? I'm sorry?
No.
Who's connected? That connected to the person that went quickly with the accident? First name or last name?
No.
They could talk, they're calling out to the T. T doesn't have to be with them. The names I say to me could be who they're calling out to, not who not just who's on the other side. So you have to kind of, like, think quick.
And I'm being
told to tell you that there's a grandmother figure. She keeps showing me the lipstick. And the woman that couldn't leave home without it. It's the older lady with the clip, the gold clip purse. This comes through as a sign for me. I get this quite often. And she shows me, like, I can't leave home without this. And she shows me Rosie or Rose or Art Ruth, Rita. There's a strong
Army.
Who's that?
Wow. Well, my grandma was Rose, and my aunt, her daughter, was Ruth.
Okay, good. So just know that they're there. I don't know who the younger person is in the accent. I don't know how they connect to you, but they're still standing behind you. Who is that?
My husband? Could it be my husband?
It could be a husband if you went very quickly in the accident. Yes.
Yes.
It could be a husband.
Yes.
And I see, and I also see the letter L, like Larry or Lenny.
Oh.
So he could be calling out to people or friends or whatever, but I do see, like, muscle cars, and I see, like, or, like, I don't know if he had a hobby or if he had them or if he's talking about someone that does have them. They keep showing me, my husband, how he's into all these cars, and this is what I keep seeing, like, all, like, photos of all these muscle cars and all these antique cars. It could be somebody he's connected to as well, like a Stanley. I saw the name Stanley, Scott Stewart.
Stanley is my husband.
Okay, so then it's definitely him. So maybe he met up with the guy on the other side who's his buddy who passed, and they were into cars when they were younger. It could be something like that. But I keep seeing, like, all these calendars with all the muscle cars. So they keep, like, bringing up the car. And then he shows me the railroad tracks, the train. So somebody worked on the train, or somebody maybe years ago built the tracks, or it could be possibly someone passed on the tracks, because my uncle did pass that way. So they keep bringing me to that scene. He was Richard. I don't know if that name means anything, but he actually was working on them, inspecting them, and got hit by the train because he thought it was on the other, long story, but so they keep showing me that. So this is somebody that's
not
with
bus.
I'm sorry?
Not a bus, huh?
If he got hit by the bus and didn't see the bus coming, if he was inspector for the bus, I would say maybe it equals, but I don't like to make things fit. They're really specific when I read. So somebody lived near the tracks, somebody hung out on the tracks, you know, like when you're younger, you live near the tracks, you hang out on the side, whatever. It's something like that, or hang out at the railroad station. But it's not a sad thing. It's something funny, actually. It's something like they're bringing me to Wantagh on Long Island, where the bar, the most popular bar, was right at the train tracks.
Okay, we have just a couple of seconds.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. I know this is a short read, but this is just a little demonstration of how it works. And just know that you're loved, and they fight to come through, and thank God that they came through, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your
loss. It's going to be the 10th anniversary on Tuesday.
Oh, so then he would come through, right?
I was hoping.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, Debbie.
All right. Thank you very much.
All righty.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we have time for maybe one more call before we go to break. So let's get our next caller on. Is Michelle there? We're looking for Michelle from New York.
Yes.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a reading with Bobby?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
You're breaking up a little bit, so I don't know if you can hear me, but I just need to hear your voice so I can get into your vibration. So I'm going to just tune
in. Yeah, I can
hear
you.
I'm sorry?
I can hear you.
You can hear us. Okay. So when you answer, just try to make sure that you're a little more clear because it's hard for me to hear your voice. So let me just tune in really quickly and see what I see or hear from for you. Okay. Okay. I feel like there's a younger female that passed. Not sure if she's your blood connection or not, but I feel like I see somebody that went through some type of chemo or went through some type of treatment because I see a frail-looking woman in a wheelchair, and she's got, like, the wrap around her head, and she makes me feel like she's connected to either a fundraiser that you set up for her or that you went or that your friends did or somebody you work with, and she keeps making me feel thank you, and she keeps showing me the name Tracy. So it's a T, Tammy, Tracy, Tina, very strong T, either first name or last name. And she keeps saying, like, I'm full-bodied in spirit now. I'm no longer frail and thin, and she's vibrant, just vibrant. She has, like, a brownish hair, shoulder length. She shows me, like, it's bouncy, very excited to be here. Please tell them. She shows me the name Alyssa.
No, I don't know any of them. No, none of them.
All right, it might not be for you then. It might be for the next caller, but let me just go to the next person. Sometimes that happens when I'm reading on the radio. It could be for the next person. This person is very strong, unless it's just somebody that you're not thinking of at the moment and you need to pass the message to. I keep seeing, like, the last name Greenberg or G-R. Mm-hmm. It's definitely last name. It's not like something first name. I'm not sure if it's still, I'm still with her. But she tells me, yes, it's connected to you. And she shows me the name Cindy, or C and S is the same kind of sound to me. And I feel like she's connected to your cousin. I want to say cousin because she shows me my cousin, who is Cindy. She shows me my cousin. So I'm saying it's your cousin, somebody contemporary to your age, and that's where she's maybe was her best friend or a very long-time friend. There's also a mother figure there as well. And I feel like somebody had lung cancer because they show me the cigarette-smoking man. So when I see that, that means that somebody had some issues with their lungs, a very heavy smoker for a long time, but might have had maybe time where they quit and they just got, like, emphysema or they got something with their lungs. Does this fit with you?
No, none of this is connecting with me, no.
Okay, I'm sorry, then I'm not catching your vibe. I apologize. Doreen, do you have anything that you can add?
Well, let me see, Michelle. Do you understand, Michelle, do you understand a female? I think Bobby was getting a younger female, but I was kind of getting that before where it was kind of in your generation. I don't know if you lost, like, a friend or a coworker,
or there's
a female on the other side, but it doesn't feel like family to me. It feels like it's outside your family circle somewhere. So a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, somebody went to school with. Do you understand that?
I mean, I had a neighbor years ago, about 8-9 years ago, who died of cancer at 42. But,
okay.
I mean, her name wasn't any of the names that anyone said, and none of those names were familiar.
Right. Sometimes
I can't hardly hear her vibe, so I can't even.
Yeah, your volume is a little bit low. We're having trouble hearing you. Just so you understand, Michelle, sometimes when names come through, the names are either going to be connected to you or to the person we have on the other side. So sometimes they like to call out to people who are here living, who have a connection to them. Other times they'll tell us one name after the other of people that are on the other side with them. You know, so names can be connected in different ways. So if you didn't know them, when you think about your friend or your, you said, I think you said it was your neighbor or something, Who might
I mean, I know her family pretty well. I still talk to her family to this day, and I've never
okay,
heard of
so none of those names are ringing a bell. It could be somebody connected
yeah.
to her in a different way, but that's kind of what I was getting when Bobby was talking about a younger female, and she mentions chemo, and I'm feeling like this is like somebody outside your family circle, but maybe a little closer in age to you, not so much like a child, you know, would be somebody like who is an adult or older.
Well, she was my age when she passed, but that was 8 years ago, so, you know, she
yeah.
was older than me, but she was my age 8 years ago when she passed.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I'm sorry we didn't make any other direct connections with you, but I hope this helped just a tiny bit. You know, sometimes they will come through like this just to say hello, just because they want to pop in. You know, they anyone we make a connection with here on Earth, that bond is forever. Whether it's a friendship bond, an acquaintance bond, a family bond, a love bond, wherever it comes in, it's a forever kind of thing. And sometimes they will push forward and they'll come through in a reading because it might be the only way they can get a message through here. So if you're still connected
okay.
to her family or, you know, to anybody that where you had mutual people there, you know, maybe you could just mention that she came through in the reading today. There might be something important
okay.
there. Okay. All right, Michelle,
okay.
thank you so
right,
much
you.
For calling in.
All right.
All righty. We're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and we will be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Bobby Allison. And before we get back to Bobby and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage from everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Marriott, Priceline, QVC, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, let's get back to our show. We have time for just a couple of quick calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Susan calling in from New York. Are you with us, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading with Bobby?
Yes, I would. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hanging in there. I'm glad I could hear you nice and crisp so I could get your vibe. Let me just tune
ahead,
into you really quickly and see who I have coming through for you. sorry. I'm on your dad's side, the right side of you, which would be, excuse me, your dad's side or in-law side, if you have any.
Okay.
I feel like there's three male figures that step up actually at the same time. They make me feel like one's very... like the patriarch of the family, let's say, and I see like owning the own business, and I see like something with the eyes, like glaucoma or cataracts, or had the eye issue, or they're talking about your eye issue, if there is one.
Okay.
I feel like there's somebody actually pulling me from the female side as well. So let me just go there for 1 second and see who's there. They're all coming through at the same time. On the female side, there's two ladies, and I feel like grandmother and maybe an older aunt or someone you viewed as a grandmother figure. They always give me, like, the feeling. I see the name Carol or Connie or Kathy or C or K, very strong, or Chris on definitely path because they're bringing me to that side. Do you understand that? The C or the K, first name or last name.
Okay.
And they keep telling me they have the dog with them. So the dog that somebody recently had to put down or lost the dog is fine. The dog is on the other side. They don't talk to me, of course, but the dog is protected.
Right.
So I don't know who in the family lost the dog.
I can't place it, but I'll think about that.
Yeah, I know sometimes you get like it's psychic amnesia, if you will.
Right.
If you can't think because you always think about hearing from one person. But the grandfather, was he Pop-Pop? Or Poppy?
Peepop.
Okay. Because I keep feeling like I want to talk about that. So if it's not him that's passed, it's above him, would be his father. Because it's definitely somebody that's very strong-willed, very strong type of guy. And very, but lots of love. But there is some apologies, believe it or not. I feel like I have to give out apologies to the family. Like, I'm sorry for maybe leaving so soon. Or I'm sorry for not being in the family mix because maybe he worked too much or he had his own business or something like that. Like, I see him being pushed away from the family for some time.
Okay.
And I feel like, please know the love that comes from everybody on the other side. It's such a beautiful feeling when you could tap into somebody's family and everybody's just pure love. And this is what I feel. And I feel like you are on a spiritual journey. This is what the grandfather makes me feel like. You're on a spiritual journey, and you're going down the right path. Who's Michael?
That's my son who passed.
Okay. I keep wanting to say Michael, you know that you have gotten visits from him. I feel that you kind of maybe don't believe it. Well, like, am I just thinking this? Am I dreaming? Is this true? Is this real? And I feel like you have a special gift. And keep going down that path, that spiritual path. Raise your vibration through meditation. Read books. Go to Forever Families meetings. Go see what it's about. Right. It's deep inside you, and you just have to blossom. You have to bring that out so that you can feel more of the connections. Do you understand that?
I'm trying very, very hard. I'm reading and studying. And now, I ask him every night for a dream visit. I try to meditate. I try to, the best I can. But so far, I haven't felt like I've gotten a visit. Maybe I'll
okay, well, he will. You definitely will get it because he showed it to me. I thought you had it already. But the more that you open up, the more that you raise your vibration, the faster you will get that.
Okay.
And because he's going to make that happen. He shows me balloons. When I see balloons, that's saying birthday wishes. So I would say the last 4 weeks past or the 4 weeks coming, there's birthday wishes, whether it be somebody in your immediate family or extended family.
His sister is having a birthday in February.
Okay. So please tell her happy birthday from him. And then did somebody get you a necklace with his hologram on it or with something of his in it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Because I'm supposed to validate that for you and bring you peace and love to your heart and to your soul. And I don't know why he's saying he's sorry, but he's sorry.
Okay.
He doesn't,
that makes sense
to me. I guess there's some things that maybe you and him know together, or maybe something he told you or something you felt in your soul, because I keep saying about what, and he says the prayer stance, hands face down, saying, just say I'm sorry, and I say okay. And then I see the number 3 weeks, 3 years, 3 months, March 3rd of a month.
March. Yes, March 30th was his birthday.
Okay. Just how old was he?
27.
Okay. What's number 7, July?
My birthday, September 7th. I can't think of anything. Okay. July 7th.
It's just another validation to connect him to you. So your birthday's on the 7th. So that's how it works. And I know you're emotional right now, and I'm so sorry for your loss. I truly am.
Appreciate all this.
Maybe he's saying
he's sorry because it was an accidental overdose, so he's apologizing for it.
Of course. And he probably didn't want to say that on the air, but you did, and that's okay if you do it because you're his mother. But he probably didn't want to say it to, like, maybe if you're embarrassed or something, but, we don't judge. So please know that there's love there and the connection is real. He will show you the signs. I see a cardinal. That's like, a lot of what the other side does, birds, butterflies, but sometimes it's very specific to the bird. He is not the bird. He sends you that bird.
Right.
That's specific, either red robin or the cardinal, but I saw the cardinal. So,
we're just about out of time on this call. But Susan, I want to add one thing really quickly. As Bobby was sharing all this information with you, your son told me very clearly, Mom, you don't have to try so hard. You're trying really hard. He's going to come through to you in his own way. And so I think he's mentioning it because he doesn't want you to stress. You're thinking that as you're trying and you're not getting what you're hoping, you're going to get signs or you're going to, really feel him clearly. Right. And he's saying, take a breath. He wants you to breathe. Okay. And that means that tells us when we get those kinds of symbolism that you need to meditate, you need to breathe, and you need to take a step back because you are going to have more communication from him on your own. Okay.
Wow,
all right, my dear,
wonderful.
We have to leave it there with you because we're out of time.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
God bless.
Very welcome. You be well. All right. We have time for one more quick call. So let's get to that. We have, I think we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Bobby.
Hi,
how are you?
Bobby.
Can
Good,
you hear
thanks.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. I just need to hear your voice so I can catch your vibe. So you just say hello one more time?
Sure. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good. Okay. So let me just go right in because there's a mother figure that stands above you. So it's either mother or grandmother or mother-in-law. Very strong. Like always around you. Not your guide, but guides you and nudges you to let you know that she's there and that you communicate with her. She keeps grabbing her ear to say, I hear you. I hear you. And she says, thank you for the candle. So someone lights the candle for her or says the prayers for her, is always thinking of her and doing things in her memory or in her name. Do you understand this?
Yes, always.
Okay. Well, she's thanking you. There's actually another woman that steps up, too. Did somebody make homemade applesauce? Or with the apple pies or something with the apples? I keep seeing the apple orchids. I see all the types of apples.
Oh, my daughter is. My daughter always bakes with apples.
Okay. Lots of apples. And I bet you the applesauce is coming next because I keep seeing all the mason jars and all the different types. Apples and cinnamon and like all these things. And the other side is like, well, you know, she's got that from me. Like they're taking the credit for that. And I see the number 6, which would be June or the 6th of a month. So somebody's birth date, passing date, or it's been 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, or the month of June is definitely connection to yourself or to someone on the other side. They also show me. Go ahead.
That was my sister's birthday. That's all I'm saying. My sister's birthday's in June.
Okay. So is sister being passed or you mean she's here?
No, she's here.
Is she in the room with you right now?
No.
I was going to say maybe she wants to talk to her because sometimes that's how they link it. And Debbie is
who? No, she's on the outs with the rest of us. Maybe that's why.
Who's Debbie?
Debbie is my sister-in-law.
Okay. So we have a couple people going on in this room, a couple things going on at the same time. There's somebody that's coming through. They keep showing me, like, their eyes. When they show me the eyes, there's a couple things. Either they have glaucoma, cataracts, or they're very, very intuitive. They talk about the eye. And the only other thing sometimes it is the glasses. They have someone's glasses, like someone saved their glasses or uses their reading glasses or keeps their glasses for the energy that's attached to it. And I feel like there's like a I want to say like Hannah or Heather or Hope, or there's an H name. It may be connected on the in-law side, or they keep showing me the word like EX, like the X. I don't know if you have two, if you have an X, or I don't know why they would show it to me like that. Usually they just say the in-law side.
My husband's name is Harold. My husband's name is Harold.
Okay, wonderful. Because my daughter's Hope, so they kept showing me her name. Okay, so there's somebody connected. I don't know. I hate to be nosy, but is this your first husband, or did he have another wife? Or where's the X come in? They keep showing me the word X. I don't know why, but EX, that's how I said the word X, but that's how they're showing it to me. Unless they're talking about somebody else in the family, like his parents may have been married once or twice. It's just a validation. Danielle?
Okay.
Is there another D in Harry's family?
Danielle, no.
Denise, Diane, D. Very strong D. David. But it's definitely over there because they keep bringing me like all the way to the in-law side. They keep saying like the man with the one that had either like the hip surgery or he fell, the broken hip, and then he had the knee thing. Like one whole side, the cane, the whole thing, couldn't walk. Because now he shows me himself. Maybe he was in the war even. Now he shows me himself full-bodied and spirit. No more pain. No more of that stuff. This is definitely for Harold.
Okay, I don't know his grandparents.
You don't know that family. Okay, well, it's great. That's better that you don't know, because when you go ask, or you ask that side of the family, then you're going to get some surprises.
That's a couple of seconds we have.
We have a couple of seconds. Okay. I just want to say this before I go. The soul that never made it here. Did you have the miscarriage?
Yes.
please know that that soul is with the mother or your grandmother or both, and that soul you will meet again, because I keep saying this is very important that you heal from that time in your life. So don't hold on to the negative. Just think about the future, about one day you'll meet again, and to let that go, to let that heal. Not to forget, just to heal the negative that you hold on to.
Do they know if it was a boy or a girl?
I saw a boy.
Okay.
That's what I felt. I didn't see. I felt it was like a male spirit to me.
Well, okay. We're just about out of time, so we've
thank
got
you
to
so
leave
much
it there. Kathleen. Yeah, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling in. And this
bye-bye.
Hour, as usual, goes super quick, but I do want to thank our guest, Bobby Allison, for joining us this evening. And, Bobby, if our listeners would like more information or they want to set up a private reading with you, the best way is through the website?
That's correct.
Okay, so go to bobbyallison.com. We'd like to thank all our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We hope you'll join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.